One of the most intriguing figures in early Georgian London was James Bridges. At the beginning of the 18th century, he'd been in the position of paymaster general for the army during Marlborough's campaigns. He took this as an opportunity to invest the government money and take the interest himself, thus amassing a huge fortune. With this wealth, he also climbed the social ladder, becoming Earl of Carnarvon and the first Duke of Chandos. However, he was also to die penniless, having lost money in various investments, including the South Sea Bubble. Jonathan Swift was to write of him, "All he got by fraud, he lost in stocks." While the going was good, the Duke of Chandos surrounded himself with the best that money could buy, including the services of Handel. The timing could not have been better, for there was a lull in operas in London, and Handel was at a loose end. He was happy to move to Bridges' estate, Cannons, near Edgware, in the countryside at that time. Within his magnificent palace of Cannons, Bridges had built himself a musical establishment of 24 singers and instruments. It was here that Handel began to experiment with composing texts that were in English, including his first oratorio, Esther. Next, he composed a short pastoral opera in English, Acis and Galatea. It tells the story of a sea nymph, Galatea, and the shepherd, Acis, who were blissfully in love, until a sea monster killed Acis out of jealousy. Galatea uses her divine powers to change Acis into a fountain in which she can bathe forever. The opera was performed at Cannons using the resident musicians. Then Handel put it away on a shelf, and as is often the case, was to draw upon the material again later in his life. Near the start of the opera, Acis and Galatea sing this joyful duet, "Happy We," to celebrate their love. Grace Davidson and Jeremy Budd sing with the 16, conducted by Harry Christophers.
Happy, 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 happy
That was Happy We from the opera Acis and Galatea by Handel. It was performed by Grace Davidson and Jeremy Budd, with the 16 conducted by Harry Christophers.